and welcome to the Great Everything, and also Shabbos. It's the 4th of March, and the sun is finally shining in London. It's almost as though spring has arrived. So what better day to talk about spring, or as they call it in Italy, la primavera, which is also the first concerto of the Baroque masterpiece, The Four Seasons. And will you look at that, because today in 1678, its composer, Antonio Vivaldi, was born. You've heard of him. The Spring is arguably the most famous piece of classical music, together with Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, you know the one. Da-da-da-dum. If you don't know classical music, you still know Vivaldi's Spring. It's one of those pieces that keeps getting used in movies. Whenever there's a lovable crook who has to break into a mansion or some high society event, accept no substitutes. He was one of the most prolific composers of all time. He composed over 500 concertos in his career, plus a bunch of operas and other stuff. He was also a speed demon on the violin, pretty much the equivalent of the fastest metal guitarists you could find today, like Yngwie Malmsteen or Joe Satriani. And you can hear it in the violin solos he wrote for himself. Oh yeah, and he was a priest too, because I guess he had spare time. The Four Seasons is divided into four concertos. Each is based on a poem about one of the seasons. And let's talk a little about the first one, Spring, La Primavera. This is the poem the music is meant to capture. Spring has arrived, and merrily the birds hail her with happy song. And meanwhile, under the breath of the zephyr winds, the streams flow with sweet murmur. But then, thunder and lightning claim the sky with black mantle. And then, when these leave, the birds return. What we're going to try and do is look at each of these elements and how Vivaldi depicts them in music, so we can go beyond, oh, I've heard this one before, and try to understand what the music is trying to say and why it's such an enduring classic. Spring opens with the main theme, the one we all know, and this is meant to evoke a countryside, rustic feel. When I play it, you'll hear this drone sound in the background, played by the cellos. It sounds a bit like bagpipes. It goes zong, zong. It's just in the background. So remember this. In the Western classical tradition, whenever you hear a drone sound, you know the composer is setting the scene in the countryside. This is an aesthetic canon. Anyway, let's listen. So we have the picture, the setting, and now the solo violin comes in to set out all the extra details, like the songs of the birds. And then you have the flowing springs. Tell me you can't hear the flowing rivers, and then compare it with the sound of the river in the Moldau by Smetana, which we listened to a couple of days ago. Finally, thunder and lightning cloud the sky, and you'll hear the rumbling accompaniment that really evokes the sound of thunder. In the middle of all this, you'll also hear the main theme coming through time and time again. You know when you get a ray of sunlight shining through the dark clouds? Hopefully, that can give you a teeny bit of extra appreciation for this classic and for Vivaldi's talent. And that's important because this is our history, it's our culture. It matters that we learn to appreciate and cherish it, and, you know, laugh at it too when necessary, but always from a place of respect and understanding. Because our culture has flaws, the same as every other culture. But this stuff, art, music, beauty, this is what makes our culture worth loving.